This is our special American Horror Story Coven season finale podcast. We just finished watching the amazing finale. I'm Mick.
I'm Kitty. This is a gal and a gay. We have a special guest with us. Her name is Bea. She watched it with us, so she's going to join in. Say hello, Bea.
Hi.
So we're going to talk about American Horror Story. So let's just start at the beginning.
While we have B here, and B has to go to bed. Again, we're doing this right after we watch the finale. Okay, now I got you hooked on American Horror Story for the first time this season.
2 months ago.
Right. So you've watched all three seasons in the matter of...
2 months.
2 months.
Yeah.
So how does this season compare to the past two?
I think that this one was my favorite. I really loved Asylum, but I think that... this one was the best so far. The cast was great. The addition of Emma Roberts was great. Jessica Lange's role in this one was by far my favorite role of hers. And I just think that the dynamic of the cast in this one, plus the location, plus Kathy Bates and Angela Bassett, was just to die for.
Okay, so you're getting ready to go to bed. What did you think of the finale? What maybe surprised you? What did you like? What maybe you didn't like?
I can't believe they killed off Madison. I can believe that she, like, threw a fit like a little baby when she wasn't the Supreme. But it was great. I loved the ending. I loved that Fiona came back. I was so mad at Ryan Murphy for killing her off before the finale. But she came back and died gracefully. I loved that Fiona was the Supreme. I thought all season... not Fiona. Cordelia.
Cordelia. Yeah.
I loved... I really wanted it to be her, but I just assumed all season that it would be Zoe because we started the season with Zoe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then, as the season went on, her character just kind of bored me, and I really didn't want it to be her.
Hey, and you called her Zoe.
I did.
She's been calling her Violet for weeks. And, you know, other people do, too.
Yeah.
Because it was basically the same character.
That's what we said. I mean, basically, she was the same character, pretty much. She wasn't as emo in this one.
She was a witch this time.
Yeah, this is a witch, yeah.
You know. Or just as much black.
Exactly, yeah. So I would agree that she kind of bored me for the most part. So I'm really glad she wasn't the Supreme either. Yeah,
I'm glad my prediction was wrong and that you two were right.
We're going to need you to tweet that. All right, B, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your evening.
Night, everyone.
All right, let's go back. Let's go back to the very beginning. Right out of the gate, we had Stevie Nicks. We knew she was going to be back.
Yeah.
And the song was absolutely
perfect.
Perfect
song. Really great little opening. I just thought it was a lot of fun. It was like a music video. But, you know. It was shot well, and it was just really neat. So I thought it was a really neat way to open the show. You know, I'm definitely, you know, Ryan Murphy, he likes his musicals, you know, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I thought it was really nice. What'd you think?
I thought it was great. Great way to open it. I really thought Stevie would be dressed in white. Because, you know, she's a
that's true, yeah.
So I thought she'd really stand out. But other than that, I thought it was a great way to open the show. It really set the stage. And it seems like that song was just perfect.
Perfect, I agree.
7-1,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I agree. Perfect. So it was a lot of fun. You know, and then they started the Seven Wonders right out of the gate, which is great. I mean, they got through some of them pretty quickly. The first one, the telekinesis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know all the proper names for these, so I just wrote down what I would call them. But telekinesis. You know, they all passed, and you know.
Yeah.
That one was okay. And then they did the mind control, which was actually a lot of fun. When Misty made Queenie slap herself, and then Queenie made Misty pull her hair, so...
Oh, and then it got serious with Zoe.
Yeah, with
and
Zoe.
Madison,
yeah, and Madison.
With Kyle.
Yeah, I know. Ooh. Oh, Madison. Oh, I really didn't like her. You know, and that's when Cordelia, like, threw Kyle against the wall. Remember, this is the first
see
Cordelia with this other power, like, cause she'd never done that before. So that's when you start thinking, like, oh.
And we talked in our last podcast, we kind of figured it was coming.
Yeah.
Cordelia was kind of she wasn't even really on the, on the radar.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah.
And it was perfect. it, now looking back at it, it makes sense it was Cordelia.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And Jessica Lange, I mean, Fiona was holding her back.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Some great, there's so many great one-liners. There were so many great tweets out there.
Yes.
We probably need to mention, if people were following us on Twitter, there was probably a 25-minute period where we weren't retweeting, we weren't tweeting. We got suspended from Twitter. And we really don't know why.
We don't really, we have no idea why.
Right.
I mean,
I think it might, we were on our phones.
Yeah.
I was on my iPad.
Yeah.
That might have had something to do with it. We were retweeting at the same time.
Yeah.
But
that may have,
of course, you never know with
it.
Twitter. But anyway, I got it fixed before the end of the show, and then I let you handle all the tweets.
Yeah.
There were some great tweets out there. Before we get to my one of my favorite tweets of the night, and it was by that guy, Matt, who is hilarious.
Yes, hilarious. He made a lot of funny tweets.
But before we get to his tweet, we have to talk about the big death at the beginning. Misty.
Oh, Misty, I know. Like, so quickly, she was gone, you know? Like... Mm.
I really thought she was going to last till the end.
Yeah, but I thought she would last a lot longer than she did, but, you know, yeah.
And so, speaking of how Misty went out, Matt, that guy Matt, who's hilarious, one of my favorite tweets, he says, Misty has a new name. It's Dusty now. Poor girl. Anyway, nice job, Matt. That
very funny. We had a very good laugh about that.
I was so sad when I saw that. I'm like, all right. That was made for it. And then we had a great scene with the girls transporting. And kind
yeah.
of like,
you know, and they were having fun.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you know. Zoe's impaled on the fence.
And I sent out a good tweet, and no, I only got a couple retweets. Which on a stick? Maybe that's what got us suspended.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah, I thought,
I know.
Shit, that's
and
the
I,
end of Zoe.
I know. I wasn't expecting that either. So, I mean, that was, a little surprise. So, you know, and then... Madison refused to bring her back because Madison's a bee, like a total bee. So, you know.
And you got some retweets on that too. Your tweet was Madison's a total bee.
Yeah.
You got some retweets, some favorites.
Yep. And
it was so much fun live tweeting during the show.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, just the interaction that you have with other people that are watching at the same time.
Yes, there's so many things.
It's on a
whole level. And I don't usually get to watch the show live, you know, when it airs. I always DVR it. So it was really fun to watch this and do the interaction. So, you know, next season.
Right.
Great. So, anyway.
Well, and we can talk a little bit about that later, about what next season
mm-hmm.
is actually going to be. Where is it going to be based? Apparently there were some Easter eggs throughout this.
Yes, and I have read
episode.
About that online, some theories. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I think overall it was a very well put together episode. And then poor Myrtle Snow.
Oh, poor Myrtle. I want to go back to the when they were in the Netherworld. You know, they were talking about their own personal hell, and Madison was like, "Oh, I was in a live network production of Sound of Music. That is,
and I wasn't the star."
That made me laugh so much. And I was really like, Zoe's like, you know, we were breaking up the whole time, me and Kyle. I'm like, really? That's your personal hell? Like, you just breaking
up with
your boyfriend?
Right, I know. I thought that was weak.
Yeah, I was
like Kyle was your personal hell?
Yeah, like breaking up with your boyfriend over. Like, I was like, okay.
At that point, I'm like, she better not be this.
Yeah, I was like,
because.
Okay, Zoe, whatever,
right.
You know, so. So I really
like that.
I liked that whole seeing it to see, we got to see Misty's personal hell. Obviously she was stuck in it and you know, that sort of thing. So that was kind of neat. I don't know. I like that. I wish we could have seen all of their, personal hells, you know, we could have seen Zoe's and Madison's.
Yeah, kind of taken in instead of, cause it went by pretty quickly. Like,
we woke up. Yeah.
And exactly. I mean, we even went back to Queenie's personal home, which
we'd
already been.
Yeah.
So why couldn't they have taken us to?
Yeah, exactly.
To Zoe's or Madison's.
Or Madison's. I would like.
Which I guess.
I guess I understand why they
That was a last minute thing. Little jab, Ryan.
Oh,
yeah. That was awesome.
Awesome. That got a big laugh out of all of us. So. Anyway.
Obviously, Cordelia became the Supreme, and then Myrtle Snow. I mean, it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it. I just figured that she would be part of the council and it'd be good to go. That was a way to kind of take her out in style.
Yeah.
And she went out in her own way.
Yeah, yeah. And Myrtle Snow, she's such a great character and she did such a great job as Myrtle Snow. So, you know, I really liked it. And I thought it was an appropriate ending, you know. And then the fact that now that she's Supreme, like she's opening up the school to all girls, you know. She went on TV and talked about it. I really liked that too. So it's like... They're not hiding anymore. They're kind of embracing being a coven.
And wasn't it the last season finale where Sarah Paulson's character
she
did an interview about Bloody Face and...
Yeah, that's right. She did.
Because I kept thinking that, like, when they were in that, I'm like, I feel like I've seen this before.
Yeah, you're right. She did.
And
like, right
kind
there.
Of a parallel, not parallel, but you know, it's kind of the same kind of thing as
Yeah, you're right.
Season finale. So did you see any spoiler or any Easter eggs you think might...
No, I'm not that, you know, I don't pick up on these things so well sometimes,
but... You know, we've read articles about how Jessica Lange is working on her German accent, because this is apparently going to be her final season in American Horror Story. I really want it to be the circus. I want it to be creepy circus. And it would... I don't know, can they go back to... New Orleans for the next season without it being anything about the witches?
Yeah.
I know it's between New Orleans, apparently, and Santa Fe.
Oh, is it really Santa Fe? I didn't know that. I mean, I've read online and a lot of people think it's going to be like in the 50s, like the Cold War era, the McCarthy area. Because I guess there were some people online I was reading that, you know, there's some different, I guess they made some nods to some things that were popular in the 50s during this season. And so that's why a lot of people think it might be that. And with the German accent, maybe, you know,
right.
I don't know, they kind of tied it in. So I don't know. I mean, that would be interesting to see what they would do in that realm.
Did you think we were going to see Fiona again?
Yes, I did. I didn't think she was gone for good because she's Fiona. I mean, she's a Supreme and she's Jessica Lange. It's like you can't just... The way she supposedly died to you was so like, you know, like... I knew she would probably come back. So.
Yeah. And I will say, I did tweet out early on, within 10 minutes of the episode, I said, how much do you want to bet that Jessica Lange comes back? There had to be a way to work it in. And I remember we talked in that podcast, there had to be something. She couldn't have just died like
that. Yeah, exactly. She couldn't just die, like be chopped to bits, and we don't see her die. We don't see her get thrown in the
swamp
or whatever. Yeah, so
alligator.
Definitely,
crap.
And you know, we talked about it last week. How you said, you know, there's got to be some way she like manipulated the sight or the memory or something,
mm-hmm.
and she did. So yeah, so you called that.
I
one.
Did
so
call
did
that
call
one,
that
didn't
one.
I?
Yeah,
huh, maybe I should be a writer. Next season, that would be an amazing job.
Yes, it would be.
But I did, watching that scene, that last scene between Cordelia and Fiona, it was even saying, Cordelia, don't fall for her. She's going to stab you.
I know, I was
like she did
really,
Madison, like she
yeah,
did
I was really
Supreme
expecting
before.
Her to, you know, do something at the last minute. I was really afraid that she was going to kill Cordelia, but she didn't, so, you know.
I thought she was going to go out a little differently. Even
I did too.
I thought
maybe Cordelia would kill her.
Right.
But she just died, so.
Yeah. Or the other two would come in the room and they would... Or go back and burn her at the stake.
Yeah.
I mean, she could have been burned for many, many reasons.
She definitely deserves it, that's for sure. More than Myrtle Snow did.
Oh, Myrtle Snow. And there was our second Stevie Nicks song.
Yes, yes.
With burning... Poor Myrtle at the stake. But the one big question that remains unanswered, what happened to Spaulding?
Well, I guess he got Madison, right? Remember they had him with the little doll hand?
Right.
Like
what happened to the baby? We still have no idea
about
the baby.
I guess he has the baby still too, right? I mean, I don't know.
I would have liked to seen that wrapped up.
Yeah.
Even if it was like Cordelia's cleaning house. Spaulding.
Yeah, like
you're
get,
not done.
Get rid of Spaulding. He
yeah.
was really
because
creepy,
obviously Kyle is the new Spaulding.
Yes.
At the end.
Yes.
So there we go. Now we know where Kyle fits
yes,
into the whole
exactly
because whole
for
show.
A while I was like, what is this Kyle? Like
why?
I'm a little over
Zoe
Kyle.
And Kyle.
Yeah, yeah, like
ugh.
A little bit, but you know, it worked out in the end, but yeah. Now he has a purpose.
Now he has a purpose.
They should have given him a purpose much longer. It started strong, and then, like, during the middle, you're like,
mm-hmm.
Hey, Kyle.
Right.
You just sit in a room and you...
you and really he killed Madison.
Yeah.
We've got to talk about that.
Yeah, he did kill Madison, which is...
And again, I go back to those. How does a witch as powerful as Madison let someone choke her?
I know, and I saw a tweet online that somebody was like, okay, yeah, like, she gets strangled and she suddenly forgets she knows how to teleport and do all this and this.
Right.
And that. Okay, so...
Right.
It's right, yeah, like, she's a witch. She's super powerful.
She can bring Zoe back from
the
dead.
So,
but she can't save herself.
But she can't stop a guy from choking her. Yeah. So I would agree. That's a little like, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
I wish there should have been a way for them to harness Madison, because she could have been, I mean, really, she could have become the Myrtle Snow of the
new. Uh-huh. She could have.
She was quirky. She was bitchy.
Bitchy.
But Myrtle Snow wasn't bitchy. But you know what I mean? She could
have
filled
that
little void.
But I think she got what she deserved.
She did. Oh, she
definitely.
She definitely did. But I thought it was interesting that even though she could do all these other things, there was that one thing
she couldn't do.
I love that because that showed her.
Yes.
Look, you need to step back.
Yeah, I agree. And it was like one of the weird ones where they have to like find
the
artifact,
hidden object,
yeah, hidden, whatever that was.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I'm glad she wasn't supreme, because I didn't like her.
Yeah, I didn't either. But she had some of the best
lines. But Emma Roberts as Madison was fantastic. I have to agree. Like, her character, you know, you're supposed to hate her for the most part. But, everybody on the show was great. And it was a great ensemble cast. Like, I don't think there's one person on the show who I thought didn't do a good job,
mm-hmm.
you know, so...
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see who comes back next season. I really hope Emma Roberts is Roberts.
I really do too. I think
she's a great
addition. Great. Yeah, I think she's a great addition. I agree. And so is Angela Bassett and Kathy Bates.
Oh,
and
God.
If they could bring them back, that'd be cool too.
Right. And I think Kathy Bates has said in interviews that she's open to it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with next season being Jessica Lange's next season, or last season.
Last season, yeah. They're going to need
that.
You
need someone.
Yeah, you need somebody to... Carry
Angela,
on.
Right, Angela Bassett
or Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates. Those would be great replacements.
That would be great. I agree. They really would be. So, I mean, overall the season, what do you think? Best, is it your favorite season? Like, compared to the other ones, what do you think?
Favorite season so far.
Mine too.
I obviously, the first season completely got us hooked. And it's American Horror Story.
Yes.
But in Asylum, man, there were a few episodes in where I'm like, whew, ooh, boy, like, it's pretty dark.
Yeah.
There's no spark of any kind of anything, you know, anything a little bit lighthearted until they got to that one episode
where
Jessica Lange
was
singing the name game.
Yes.
I had to download that on my iPod because it is awesome. And I love how Ryan Murphy basically gives Jessica Lange the freedom to what do you want? What have you not done? And she's like, I've never done a musical kind of. So, you know, he's able to give her that. And then she had a little bit of a hand, from what I understand, in this season. And in the next season as well. What have you not done? What do you want to do?
Oh,
I mean, he is catering this show, this huge vehicle, for these stars. I mean, Jess Glenn, Kathy Bates.
And he should. I mean, it shows.
Oh.
It pays off because everybody's so great, and it's what makes these shows fantastic to watch, I
mm-hmm.
think. You know, they're just great characters, great actors, you know, and it just works so well. So I'm glad he does that, you know.
Me too.
Gives him freedom to be a little creative.
I remember when we were talking about, at the end of season one, how... they're going to start something different. Like, why is it the same show for
like,
every season?
Oh, that's so weird.
I don't know if I'm going to like this.
I know.
And then it's like, Asylum was great. And then they announced The Witches. And I'm like, this has a lot of potential.
You know,
and it lived up to potential.
I agree. I mean, it's my favorite season so far. And it definitely did live up to its potential for me. I think it did. So... it was just so good. And that's what I like about this series, is it's different every year. And that's so different than anything else on
right.
TV, you know? So it's just, every year you can expect something different, and it's just so good.
The writing is so strong, and the character development.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could have done with a little bit more character development, but Myrtle Snow never changed.
No.
They knew what Frances Conway can do.
Yes.
And they played to her strengths.
Yes, they did.
And that makes a huge difference. And all of the characters are just so unique and different. And I really wanted to see more, a little bit more throughout the season of what they could do as a coven.
Yes,
like
yes.
We did in the last episode
yes.
when they took care of the Axeman. It's like, I wanted to see more things like that.
Yeah.
Because at the end, we had three witches.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the witches we started with, we had three.
Three.
And it was a nice little shout out to Nan.
I know.
Yeah,
that was really nice that they did that. That's true. I really liked Nan, so that was a nice little shout out.
Now, I will say, like we were talking about going back to that first season. Well, at the first season, it completely wrapped up, and you're like, okay, I'm done with the haunted house thing.
Mm-hmm.
But with Coven, I would be okay with another season.
Yeah, I would be too. Absolutely. I would be too, just because this one was so interesting and neat and
and I feel like there are still stories that could be fleshed out.
Oh, definitely. You know, especially now that they're expanding their coven and they've come out of the closet, so
right.
to speak. You know, so that could open up a whole lot of different storylines. So
right.
yes, and now that Cordelia is supreme too, because she's going to be like, you know, she's nothing
right.
like Fiona was as the supreme. She's
yeah.
going to actually run the coven and you know take care of it. So.
And we talked about this off the podcast, but who is Cordelia's father? That was never
yeah,
even
they
brought up.
Never.
Like, I feel like
you're
that
right.
could, was he a warlock? Was he?
Yeah.
What was he? I think that could
that was
be another
never discussed ever.
Right.
That yeah, that would be a great storyline too, right?
Or did I mean? Who knows what kind of power? I mean, the Supreme. We really, I don't think we've got a full grasp of what all you could do. Did Jessica Lange or did Fiona make herself pregnant? You know, like did she create? Was it a spell?
Yeah,
was
right?
it because you know? I think that could have explained a little bit about why Cordelia really never had much
mm-hmm.
many powers
mm-hmm.
because they were being so you know like she was created by Fiona. But anyway, that's I don't know, just theory. But that would have been a nice question to
yeah,
kind of been answered.
I think
maybe
so.
Maybe Fiona killed him. Maybe you
know,
yeah, you know. She didn't want to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Or, you know. But.
That yeah, that's actually that's a good point. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, overall, just fantastic.
Fantastic. I mean, I'm really sad that it's over.
No,
and the new season's not gonna be here until next October. So
next, yeah,
yeah. So
but I am looking forward to seeing where it goes from here, and hopefully we'll hear. I'm sure Ryan Murphy will.
I'm
will
sure.
do some kind of interview and kind of tease us a little bit more, because I think it was a few months before we figured out. Oh, it's going to be set in New Orleans. It's going to be about witches, things like that. So, do you want to give just a couple shout-outs to some of our new followers because of tonight? And who knows, we might have more after we find out, after our account was unsuspended. Again, definitely a shout-out to Matt, and it's his username is _thatguymatt_. Thank you so much for following us back and your tweets, and we will we'll definitely probably be following more of his tweets.
Yes, definitely. You're really funny there, Matt.
Right, and then also Jenna_Lee_.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might know.
It's my cousin. Yeah,
it's your cousin.
Thanks for following,
right.
cousin.
Retweet us as much as possible,
please.
You know? Please.
And Brittany Granger, Geek Girl 1990, you followed us, so thanks for doing that too. So.
Oh, and we definitely have to give a shout out to our buddy Keith.
Oh yeah, Keith. Keith Miles.
Yes.
Vortex
his,
Keith.
Vortex Keith, and so we'll retweet. All that out. So anyway, of course.
Yeah, he retweeted us and he put out some of our info for one of his Twitter followers about our podcast. So
So and also
thanks for doing that.
Right, and our Twitter again is a gal and a gay, a Twitter, and then a gal and a gay @gmail.com. Of course, we want to hear what you think about what happened tonight in the big finale.
Yes, please. You know, share your thoughts on Twitter or email us. We definitely want to know what you think. We want to see, you know, did you love it as much as we did? Did you not like some things? That's fine. You know, just let us know.
Right.
So
we want to hear.
Yeah, we definitely want to hear.
So again, this was a special podcast we did just after Coven. This was all dedicated about Coven. Our next podcast hopefully will be in a couple days. So please follow us on iTunes, subscribe to our podcast, and rate us.
Please
rate us. And any comments, we definitely want to hear from you.
Yeah, definitely. We're new to this podcast thing, and we really would, you know, we'd appreciate your feedback. So please email us, tweet us, whatever. So.
All right. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Yeah.